We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchas Sukkah, Halacha Zayin, the final halacha of Hilchas Sukkah. Al pi haTorah chodi Rabbi Shimon v'omar, Hashem shomati shimacho yoresi. This halacha will be based on Torah Samach Aleph in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is entitled Chodi Rabbi Shimon. Ayin shom kol ho'inyan b'Likutei Arishon Simen Samach Aleph. Study that Torah in Likutei Moran well. That Torah is one of the Rosh Hashanah Torahs. We've had it recently several times in Likutei Halachos. It's awesome, to say the least. Rav Nosson Zalz begins, Ukvar dibarti mizeh, ubiarti k'tzas behilchas Rosh Hashanah. I've already discussed this, and I explained in Hilchas Hoshana Rabbah, shedivrei haTorah hazois, hi bechinas Rosh Hashanah, v'aseres himei tshuva, v'yom ha-kippurim, v'sukkos v'hoshana Rabbah, sh'minyatzeres v'simchas Torah, that this chapter in Likutei Moran can be used to explain and to understand from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Ayin Shom, look over there in Hilchas Hoshana Rabbah, where Rav Nosson Zal spoke about this in Halacha Beis of Hilchas Hoshana Rabbah. And now Rav Nosson Zal writes, Ato Samti Eina Yulavovi Oid Binyan Zeh. Now I started looking into this again. And now take a look at what I was zeche to discover, new thoughts regarding sukkahs, in which is included the majority of that chapter in Likutei Moran. The majority of the concepts that are discussed in that Torah in Likutei Moran are included in sukkahs. Ki divrei Rabbeinu HaKodesh Zichron Levracha yecholim limtzei b'chol mitzvah u'mitzvah. Because Rabbeinu Zal's words can be found in each and every single mitzvah. If you study, you can work it both ways. You can use Rabbeinu Zal's words to understand every single mitzvah. And also, Rav Nosson Zal says, if you study each and every single one of the mitzvahs, you study tzitzis, let's say, for example, and all the halachas and all the concepts about it, and you'll be able to find every single chapter in the Likutei Moran within tzitzis, and vice versa. Ukemavurim izeh b'mokoy machar, as we discuss this in another place, ayin shom, look over there. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins, ki b'Rosh Hashanah oz ikru ha'avoido l'saken ho'emunah ha'gdoisha. We know that on Rosh Hashanah, one of the main things we're looking to accomplish is to correct and complete our emuna. Ve'ikru hu emuna hu al yidei emunas chachomim ukemavur mizeh le'el ayin shom. And the true emuna in Hashem, in the Torah, is dependent on emunas chachomim, faith in tzaddikim. As we find the pasuk, the famous pasuk, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moish avdoi. The pasuk puts them both together. And Rav Nosson Zal mentions in places that either one without the other one is not an option. There is no such thing as a person believing in Hashem without having the proper emunas tzadikim. If they don't have the proper emunas tzadikim, their emuna in Hashem is tremendously lacking and faulty. Va'oz maschilen la'asuz tshuva. And when a person is zochet to true emuna with emunas chachomim, then we're able to begin to do tshuva. On Rosh Hashanah, a person begins to do tshuva. Kihu yom rishon me'aseres mei tshuva. That's the first day of the 10 days of tshuva. Ve'ikra tshuva hi al emunas chachomim shehu yesoid kol ha'toyra kula. And one of the most important things that we need to do tshuva is for our deficiencies and our defectiveness in emunas chachomim. Val yidei hatshuva al emunas chachomim, al yidei ze nisrabin b'yoyser hasforim hakdoshim shel haTorah, kama shekos b'haTorah nal. And the more a person is zochet to correct his emunas chachomim, the more it generates new svarim. Because what happens is, when a person doesn't have emunas chachomim, then the svarim are not significant to him. They're not important to him. They don't count to him. The moment a person is zeche to proper emunas chachomim, suddenly every sefer is important and it has meaning. So either, if you look in that Torah in Likutei Moran, you'll see that this could mean that even svarim that have already been written, which to this person were meaningless, they didn't count at all, and suddenly they have value, they take on very important meaning. Or, Rabbeinu Zal shows there, that the more that Klal Yisrael is zeche to improve and correct their emunas chachomim, the more this generates new svarim. New svarim are written. וזה שאנו מבקשים בראש השנה ועשרת ימי תשובה על ריבוי הספורים הקדושים של התורה. And this is why in the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we ask Hashem for the many holy sforim of the Torah. שזה בחינס מה שמבקשים כמה פעמים, וחוסבנו בספר החיים. בספר החיים ברוך ושלום. We mention these sforim in our tefillos. כי עוז נסרבן הספורים גם למעלה. Because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Aseret Yemei Teshuva is a time when the number of Sforim is increased in heaven also. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, Shloisha Sforim Niftochim B'Rosh Hashanah. Three Sforim are opened up on Rosh Hashanah. Ki Be'emes HaKoyel Echot. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is, it's all one. A person who's first learning these lines, it would seem to him, hey, what in the world is the connection? There it's talking about Sforim judging people. He's talking about what? Watch Rav Nosson Zal connect them perfectly. Ki Sforim HaKdoshim Shel HaTorah V'Sifrei Chaim Shel Yisroel She'nichtovim Bohem L'Chaim Hein Bechino Achas Mamish. Because the Sforim HaKdoshim of the Torah, the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Meiri, the Medrash Rabbah, the Zohar HaKadosh, all of those for him, and the Book of Life in which Klal Yisrael is being written, scribed, are actually literally one. Ki Yisrael Heim HaTorah. Because Klal Yisrael is the Torah. Ki Shoresh Nishmois Yisrael Heim BaHaTorah HaKadosh. Because the roots of the souls of Klal Yisrael are in the Torah. That you have the famous pasuk, the famous statement, Yesh Shishim Ribui Oisiyos La Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah corresponding to the 600,000 neshamos of the Jews. And the first letters of those words, Yesh Shishim Ribui Oisiyos La Torah, spell the word Yisroel. The Jewish people, the Jewish nation, we are the Torah. There's a famous statement of the Zohar HaKadosh that I remember when I was in fifth grade in elementary school, we had a big sign across our classroom that said, Kudshe Baruch Hu, V'Yisrael, V'Oraisa, Chadhu. This is a quote from the Zohar HaKadosh. Hashem, the Torah, and Klal Yisrael are one. V'chol echot mi'Yisrael, yesh lo ois v'chelek ba'Torah. Each and every single Jew has a letter and a portion in the Torah. Umishom ikar chiyusoi. That's where he draws his life from, his spiritual energy. Kihem chayenu v'orech yameinu. Because the Torah is our life. Kamo shekosav, as the pasuk says, kihu chayecho v'orech yamecho. That's what the Torah is. V'ikor bakoshesenu b'rosh Hashanah v'chol aseret yemei teshuva liyos nichtovim l'chaim. And when we're asking Hashem on Rosh Hashanah and aseret yemei teshuva to inscribe us for life, kavonosenu al chaim nitzchiim. If we're normal, if we have any brains, our intention isn't just physically living in this world. Our intention is to be zochah to live eternal life. Permanent life. Sheheim chayim amitiyim. That's the real life. Dehainu shenizke lekayim es kol divrei haTorah asheru chayenu. That we should be zeichet to fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's called living. That's real life. When a person asks for life. Ukemavur b'shulchan aruch v'shar sforim binyan zochreinu lechayim bepatach. And as the Shulchan Aruch explains as to why we say zochreinu lachayim. Zochreinu Lachaim, which means lehachaim, to the true life, special life. Ayin Shom, look in the Shulchan Aruch and other Sforim, which explain this. Sheze bechinas chaim toivim shemavakshim. This is the concept of a good life that we're asking for. Ayin Shom, look in the Shulchan Aruch and other Sforim. Nimtzo shekol chiyusenu begashmius v'ruchnius hu haTorah HaKadoshah. So therefore, what's called living? People have this nutty expression, you're making a living, not making a living, and they attribute that word to parnosa. That's called to exist. In the English language, there are two words. There's to exist. To exist means you're breathing, you're eating and drinking, and you're sleeping, just like any other animal or plant or anything like that. The word living, chayim, life, that's a different league. Living is is Torah. Ki hu chayecho v'orech yomecho. If a person is connected to the Torah, they're living. If a person has $3 billion in the bank and they eat two breakfasts a day and they jog 12 kilometers three times a day, that don't mean they're living yet. That means they're existing. They exist. The physical machine exists. But when the Torah uses the term to live, live is ki hu chayecho v'orech yomecho. Nimtzo shekol chiyusenu begashmias v'ruchnias hu ha-Torah k'doshe. So therefore, our life, the life of a Jew, his true life, spiritually and physically, is the Torah k'doshe. Because again, the Torah k'doshe defines every move we make, even physically. You open your eyes in the morning, speak, don't speak, move, don't move, wash your hands, bathroom. Every single move in your physical life and spiritual life is defined by the Torah Kedusha. V'alkein kishonu mevakshim kosvenu b'sefer ha-chayim. Therefore, when we ask Hashem, inscribe us in the Book of Life, haynu b'sefer ha-Torah, that means Hashem, inscribe us in the Torah, shehu sefer ha-chayim. That's the Book of Life. Haynu shenihya nichtovim v'nishroshim b'sefer ha-Torah Kedusha. We should be zecha to be written in and rooted, well-rooted in the Torah Kedusha, asher shom ha-chayim. That's where life is. That's real life. That's living. V'chol ma she'Yisrael nishroshim v'nichlolim b'yoyser b'sefer ha-Torah Kedusha. And the more that a Jew or Klal Yisrael is rooted and connected more to the Torah Kedusha, me'iro u'mazheres ha-Torah Kedusha b'yoyser, the Torah Kedusha shines more brightly, v'nishlemes b'yoyser, and the Torah Kedusha becomes more complete, more whole, al yedei ribui sforim harbe, shenasin v'nisrabin al yedei Yisrael, through the increase in sforim that are generated, al yedei Yisrael, through Klal Yisrael, shenim shachaleim he'ora gedoilo, mishoyresh nishmoysen shabat Torah Kedusha, whereby Klal Yisrael receive a tremendous bright light from the roots of our neshama, which are rooted in the Torah Kedusha, al yedei shenichtevu v'nishrashu sham b'yoser, through our being written in and inscribed more and more, more rooted to the Torah. Meaning, the more a person improves his connection to the Torah, the more he learns, the more he fulfills the mitzvahs of the Torah, he becomes better connected to the Torah, more and more connected to the Torah. And the more that a Jew or Klal Yisrael becomes connected to the Torah blossoms, it shines, it grows, the Torah grows, new sfarim are generated. Look what happened. We have Jews, we have Balei Tshuva. Today, in today's times, in the year 2008, the past 50 years or so, there's been an incredible increase in English-speaking Balei Tshuva. What happened? Hundreds of thousands of Sforim are being translated into English. The Torah suddenly took on things that didn't exist until now. But because there was an increase, because Klal Yisrael grew, because of all of these English-speaking Jews, the Torah grew with them. And there's thousands, hundreds of thousands of books. The Gemara, Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, is being translated into English and French, and because of Klal Yisrael. The two are one. Klal Yisrael and the Torah are one. Ad shezoichin lechadesh chidushin doirai saharbe. And this causes new revelations in Torah. Mamash chidushin doirai v'nisrabim sforam kedoshim b'yoyser. And more sforam are being written. The example, the Talmud Yerushalmi, which until the past few years was closed to the majority of Klal Yisrael. And recently, because so many new Yidden are joining the fold, and it's intelligent Yidden, it's people with brains, professionals, all kinds of people who are looking to learn. So the Yerushalmi is being developed. New Meforshim, they're discovering new Meforshim, printing it with this Meforsh, translating into this language, into Hebrew, back all kinds of things. Nimtzo she'anu oiskim b'Rosh Hashanah lasois sforim harbe ein keitz. So therefore, what we're actually involved in Rosh Hashanah is generating infinite number of sforim. She'yisrabu sforim k'doshim shel ha-Torah, that there should be increased the sforim of the Torah, because each Jew that wants himself to be inscribed in the Book of Light, in the Torah, each time a Yid gets plugged in, the light grows, and there's more pages. pages being generated, new pages, new sforim, more sforim. V'chol ze zoichin al yedei emunas chachamim shenestakin os kanal. And all of this happens through the tikkun of emunas chachamim. If there's emunas chachamim, then the Torah shebal peh takes on importance, and it just booms, it booms, it grows. This is what causes this incredible increase in sforim. And so too, throughout the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we're involved in being mesakin emunas chachamim through the tshuva that we're doing. Which is what's increasing the sforim. Shezeu b'chinas ma shemevakshim b'chol Aseres Yemei Tshuva b'sefer chayim brocha v'sholoim. Asking Hashem to inscribe us in that Sefer Chaim, the Chosveinu b'Sefer Chaim, v'idei ribuy asforim akdoshim shel Torah, aidei ze zoichin lahamtik kol hadinim sheboilam. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that the more sforim that are generated from the Torah, the more the Torah grows, this brings about tremendous hamtoka sadin, sweetening of all midas sadin. The chol mokim shinim says adin, and wherever there is any midas sadin, any judgment against Klal Yisrael or against an individual person, nimtak, it's sweetened. Ki nechleles ha-toyra betoich even shesia, shu b'chinas seichel ha-koilo, b'chinas choch meilo, demitamon o'rois nafkes. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the Torah itself, as it grows, when it reaches a certain level of shleimus, the Torah lifts off and plugs into its source, which is the Evan Shesia, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Torah is called Kodesh. The Torah is very holy, but there's something higher where the Torah draws from called Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when the Torah reaches a certain fullness, a certain shleimus, through this increase in sformalitis, the Torah plugs into its source, which is the Evan Shesia, which is called Seichel HaKoilel. And when that happens, there's an unbelievable Hamtoka Sadinim. That generates such a flow of chesed from Hashem that it wipes out all Midas Sadin. That's called Chochmoylo Demitamon Oirai Sanafkis. The Zohar HaKadosh says the Torah comes from Chochmoylo. Sheshom kol hadinim sheba'olam nimtokim b'shoroshon ha'elyon ha'koylel kol atzimtzumim v'chol hadinim sheba'olam. Because there, in that place of chochmo ilah, all the dinim of the world get corrected in their shoresh, from their source, from bina, and all tzimtzumim, ki kol tzimtzum v'din shoroshoy b'chochmo v'seichel. Because all the dinim, all the judgments in this world, and all the tzimtzumim in this world are all rooted in chachma, in sechel. The Zohar HaKadosh makes a statement, a famous statement, bina, dinin misaren mina, that from bina come forth all midas hadin, because bina is on the left side, keser is in the center, chachma is on the right, bina is on the left. So the first appearance of a concept of a left side starts off in sechel, in bina. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that all midas hadin, when you see people having financial problems, health problems, all kinds of midas hadin in this world, the source of it, the origin, the root of it is in chachma, in sechel. Ki kulhu b'machshova is bariru. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, everything gets straightened out in machshova. Everything gets fixed. Everything gets sorted out in machshova. V'chol din nimtak b'haseichel sheshom sharoshoy. And every example of din gets sweetened in the seichel, which is the source of that din. There's a wire that we don't see. There's a thin wire that connects every facet of din in this world up, 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 up to its source, which is in a certain place in seichel elyon. Ki ein hadin nimtak ela b'shoroshoy, because we have again a famous rule in the Zohar HaKadosh that you can't correct a din, you can't sweeten a din other than by going to the origin of it, which is upstairs in seichel. Avol yesh seichel hakoylel, but there is this concept of a seichel hakoylel that we mentioned, this Evan Shesia, shehu shoyresh kol hasichlius. That's the source of all types of seichel, shehem shoroshei kol hadinim, where these seichels, these millions of seichels, are the source, are the origin from where wires go down to all the different dinim in the world. V'shom baseichel hakoylel nimtokim kol hadinim. When you go to the control room, when you go to the main switch, which is upstairs, that seichel hakoylel, that Evan Shasiya, and you plug into there, you can be mamtik all the different dinim. That's like a skeleton key that opens all the doors. Ki baseichel haproti ein yecholel lahamtik ki im hadin hashayach leseichel zeh shesham shoroshe. Because when you're dealing with seichel proti, individual pieces of seichel, individual aspects of seichel, that seichel, each seichel is associated with a particular din, with a particular type of midas hadin, and you can only relate to that. Aval baseichel hakoylel. But when you go up to that place called Seichel HaKoylel, Shekoylel HaKoyl, which is Koylel, all types of Seichel, Shom Nimtak HaKoyl. There, everything can be sweetened. Kol Din V'Tzimtzum Sheboilam. All the Din and Tzimtzum in the world. Ki Shom Shoyresh HaKoyl. Because that's the root and the source of everything. V'afilu Kishroitzin Lahamtik Eze Din Alidei Seichel HaProti, Yefsher gam kein lahamtikoi kim al idei shemekabel ze sechel haproti heoro mi sechel hakoylel vaoz daiko yesh lo koyach lahamtik. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us, even when you're dealing with lower level din, let's say you're not dealing with a nuclear weapon, a nuclear missile coming at you, so you want to fire another nuclear missile back. Let's say you're dealing with a cannonball coming at you, something like that, where you would think, you don't have to go, I don't have to go to the top floor, I don't have to take out my ICBMs, and this thing, we can shoot it down with a tank or something like that. Rav Nosson says you should know that the tank can't do its thing without it being plugged into that seichel hakoylel and receiving from there. Even the individual seichels, those lower level seichels, in order for them to do their thing, they have to receive from that seichel hakoylel. Everything's plugged in over there. Nimtza, she'ikar hahamtoko al yidei seichel hakoylel. So therefore, this process of hamtokas hadinim, eliminating midas hadin, is really dependent on that seichel hakoylel. That brings about all hamtoka sadinim, whether we're talking about shooting one missile that blows out all the other, that wipes out the enemy completely, or we're talking about those individual seichels that treat individual problems, individual situations, still all of them are dependent on that seichel hakoylel, that top floor. Aval yefsher lekabel mi seichel hakoylel shehu chochma ilo shehu shoyrish hatoyra gdoisha. However, it's impossible to be able to receive from that seichel hakoylel, of which another word for that is chochma ilo, which is also the shoyrish of the toyra gdoisha. That's the root, the source of the Torah. Kimitamon oyraison afkes kanal, because the Zohar Kodesh says that's where the Torah comes from. Ki'im al yedei sheyesh lahatoyra shlemus. It's only when the Torah is shalem, then the Torah can receive from there. If the Torah is lacking in shlemus, the Torah can't receive from its boss, from its source, from that chochma ilo. Ushlemus hatoyroh walidei shenisrabin sforim harbe baktorah k'dosha. And the way that the Torah becomes completed is when there are generated many sforim to the Torah, when we attach the many, many sforim to the Torah. Ki yesh achshav sforim harbe, because now he's quoting Rabbein Azal. Rabbein Azal said, because we know that today there are many sforim, v'oid asiden lihiyoy sforim harbe, and there are going to be many, many more sforim. V'chulam tzrichim lohoilam, and all of them are necessary for the world. V'osur lahalig me'echad mehem, and a Jew is not allowed to make fun of any of them. Kihem Shlemus HaTorah, because they complete the Torah. Ki Shlemus Torah Shebichsav, Yalidei Torah Shebalpeh, Shehem HaSforim HaKdoshim Shemechabrim HaTzadikim VaHaKsherim HuAmitim B'chol Dor V'Dor. Because the Shlemus of the written Torah of the five Chumashim is through the Torah Shebalpeh, which is generated, which is the holy Sforim, which the Tzadikim and the religious people in each and every single generation are producing. This is what's mashlim the Torah. Va'oz oila ha-Torah v'nishlemes b'sharosha. And when the Torah becomes sholem, then it goes up and plugs into its shoresh, which is shehu chochma ilo, seichel o'elyon ha-koylel. Va'oz ha-Torah b'bechinas luchoy su'evin. And then the Torah achieves this title of Luchoy Soeven, Tablets of Stone, Ki Nichleles Beho Even Shesia, because it plugs into the Even Shesia, Shehu Kodshei Kodoshim, which was in the Holy of Holies. Umishom Kol Hahamtokois Shel Kol Adinim Sheboilam. And it's from there that there comes forth the sweetening of all facets of Midas Adin of the whole world. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says in the capital Yancho Hashem Biyoim Tzora, Hashem should help us now. Yoim Tzora, what do we say there? Yishlach Ezrocho Mikoidesh. Hashem will send help from where? From way, way, way up, from that address called Kodesh. V'chol zeh mevor b'hatoyra hanal. Everything I said till now is explained in Torah Samach Aleph in Likutei Moran. Ach kofalti advorim kedei levayr ho'inyin b'yoser. But Rav Nosson Zal says, I broadened it, you know, I wrote it over in order to clarify some things, which if you look in the Torah and you look at how Rav Nosson Zal explained it now, he does an unbelievable job, as usual. Ki yesh dvorim shenichtavu sham bekitzer, because there are certain points that over there Rabbeinu Zal writes it very short, v'chan biartem b'yoser, and here I just explained it for you, that even children like us should be able to understand it on our level. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ayin Shom V'kan, look over there, look in the Torah and the Kutimran, and look over what I said here, V'hovein Heitev, and understand this, what I said here, very well. V'zeh B'chinas Yom HaKippurim, this is also the concept of Yom Kippur, She'oz Hu Soif Gmar HaTshuva. Yom Kippur is the completion of a tshuva process. Ki hu yoim achroin me'aseres yimei tshuva. It's the final day of the 10 days of tshuva. Va'oz zoichin al yidei ribuy hasforim shenistaknu al yidei tikkun ha'emuna ba'aseres yimei tshuva lalois v'lichloil b'soicho even shesia shehu kodshei kodoshim. And on Yom Kippur, as a result of the many sforim that were generated and that were fixed up through the tikkun ha'emuna that we did throughout these 10 days, what happens is we are zoiche lalois to go up velichloel and to plug into the Even Shesia, which is the Kodshei HaKodoshim, Sheshom Nichnas HaKoyen Godel B'Shvil Klal Yisrael B'Yom HaKippurim L'Toch Beis Kodshei HaKodoshim. That's where the Kohen Godel went in there one day a year on Yom Kippur into the Kodshei HaKodoshim. U'mishom Mamtik Kol Hadinim Sheboilam. And it's from there that he sweetens and eliminates all the dinim, all the judgments from the world. Shezeh b'chinas kaporas uslichas kol ha'avoynes b'yom ha'kippurim. That's the concept of the forgiveness and atonement of all sins on Yom Kippur. Ki ho'avoynes heim hadinim. Because the sins are the judgments, the pain, the suffering. Because the Gemara says, ki ein yisurim b'loy chet, ve'ein misa b'loy ovoin. There's no suffering and death and all of those things come from sins. In fact, I just mentioned yesterday on Shabbos in the Shir, the famous Pasuk, Edag Mechatosi, I worry from my sins. All worry, all mental, physical, emotional, sociological, pitastropical suffering, all of it comes from Chatoim, Pshoim, and Avoinus. It's all sins. That's what it is. Uslichas kol ho Avoinus, Hubechinas hamtokas kol hadinim, and having all sins forgiven and erased, is the sweetening of all midas hadin, Shenimshach mi kodesh hakadoshim, which we draw from that kodesh hakadoshim, that holy of holies, may even shesia shenichnas l'shom ha'kohen gadol b'yom ha'kippurim, which the kohen gadol went in there on Yom Kippur. Ki oz kibel Moshe Rabbeinu luchos achronos. Because by the way, Rav Nosson Zal says, Yom Kippur also happens to be the day when Moshe Rabbeinu received those final luchos. V'oz nisratz Eloi Hashem yisporach b'simcha. And that's when Hashem was completely appeased to Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah with joy. V'omar Eloi and Hashem said him, solachti kidvorecha. I forgive like your words. Ki oz nichleles ha-toyra b'seichel ho-elyoin b'b'chinas luchos ho-even. Because it's on this day of Yom Kippur that the Torah reaches such a shlemus, and it rises up, and it plugs into the Evan Shesia. It becomes Bechinas Luchos Evan, Bechinas Evan Shesia. U'mishom nimtokim kol hadinim sheboilam. And from there becomes sweetened all midas hadin, all judgments, all harshness of the world. Sheheim Bechinas Slichas kol avoinos. This is synonymous, this parallels this concept of forgiveness of all sins.